The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you could insure your sex life, would you? I don't know if there is a product in the market or out there that you can buy to cover or slash insure your sex life. I know that sexual health is covered, like birth control, seeing a urologist, or getting morning after pills. That is covered. But is there a life cover for sex life? Can you insure your sex life? If you could, would you?
Hayi, bratini thinte enye indaba ke manje. Yabona lena ayiphakathi. Ngoba thina abanye sesemkantshubuni. AmaXhosa bathi udizadala kwemkhwahlaza. So singayinshora mara si-high risk, brathi yethu obhatala kakhulu la.
Spoo, it's like you're like a car that was that had a what do they call it? A service plan. Right? And maintenance plan. And you reach let's say 100,000 kilometers, you can extend the warranty. And that warranty is in case, which is insurance, in case something happens. Right? So what would you insure? I'll give a simple example. For me in particular, and for most men, is the testosterone levels. After 40, they decline. I would insure that. I would insure that when I need testosterone, I can just get it. If it means I must go somewhere, man injected, then make it happen. Why? To maintain it. Because with that, your sex life keeps going. Because that's the petrol behind it all, right? So I don't know when or which aspect of... Danielle said earlier on that she knows she has it in her legs and her waist. And that's the part she will insure. Because clearly, WOT is her thing. You... Can you insure your sex life? It's a fascinating thing, ne? Because I don't think we ever thought about it that way. We insure everything else, but Tina Turner insured her legs. J-Lo insured her bum. Musicians can insure their voice. Soccer players can insure their legs. And I get it. It's because this is linked to how they make money. But let's say you're involved in a car accident, ne? God forbid. You were involved in a car accident and after it, you couldn't have sex like you used to with your partner. Right? Because of injuries. Yes, RAF may pay you for your injuries caused, but what about your sex life in particular? Can the inability to continue enjoying sex be dealt with under injury cover? I doubt not. Do you know that in New York you can? In New York you can claim against your inability to have sex because of injury. It is covered under the loss of consortium. Say what? Yep. Loss of consortium. Judge. Advocate, therefore. Yes. Loss of consortium. Imagine. Would you? If there was a cover for this, would you buy it? If you could design one then. Let's say your service provider says, well, look, you can cover other things because you're paying already. So you are at that, you have the beautiful, you have a threshold to add to things that are more important to you. What are those? Chances are you'll think about your kids, your future and all of that, but you wouldn't think about your sex life. So if you could design one, what would you insist it must be covered so that it restores your sex life the way it is? Hashtag insure your sex life. Should you insure your sex life? Should you? I think one of the biggest threats to our sex life is aging. A lot goes south. A lot. So, I mean, the first to go is the enjoyment itself. Why? Because it's linked to hormones, right?
So for me, it would be energy and sex appeal. Né? I would ensure sex appeal. So the older I get, if I start getting a weird-looking bottom, then I would have that sorted out so that I always am sexually appealing. And then secondly, energy ties in with hormones, so I'd have my hormones in short. Yeah, so that's it.
If there's one, thank you, Bali. If there's one thing that medical aid doesn't cover is aesthetics. So even when you're getting all wrinkly and you don't like it, therefore it goes back to how you dealt with body image when you were younger, and you know how that affects your performance in bed, then shouldn't you ensure that, should you say, I want an uplift, you should just, boom, get it. That's one aspect of your life you should ensure, I think.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on what this sex life cover should ensure. Like a sex nurse. The older you get, your body is no longer as athletic as it used to, but your mind still thinks it is. So, therefore, a professional assistance man, like a sex surrogate, to facilitate a fulfilling sex life, even when your body can't perform at its peak, but you still get the satisfaction. This sex life cover could or should ensure a happy ending. Cover against heart attacks from excitement. Imagine dying happy, yet leaving enough money for those behind. That's a happy ending for everyone, no? The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on what this sex life cover must ensure, things like supplements. The older you get, the less likely it is for you, for instance, to get quickies because of hormonal changes and. Life after 60 means it takes longer for you to get into the mood. So, you therefore need more assistance. The insurance could cover toys or other interventions to help in keeping your sex life as best as it can be. Should there be sex cover where you insure your sex life?
I think I would insure it. My insurance will be based on the fact that, one, I always want it accessible. Yeah. Two, if Genali Koloyi HICT, I can get a replacement. So for that reason, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Hashtag insure your sex life. Because there are things that, for instance, medical aid doesn't cover, like cosmetic surgery, right? And you don't like aging, nobody does. And we know with aging, a lot of things go south, with saggy and all of that. There are parts which are not flattering, and you're like, let me ensure that because my partner is very visual. They like it like this. Whatever. Or you're even doing it for your own self-esteem. Would you? You know, I must say that I've been reading and listening to the comments, and no one is ensuring the very thing that keeps the sex life alive. No one.
You know, I actually thought about that. Like, wouldn't you ensure the organs, the tools of the trade?
And most importantly, the feeling. As you age, your nerves are dying. Wouldn't you ensure that?
That's why they
your ability to feel.
Uh-huh. Mm, that's a good one, actually.
Right?
Yeah. But that's why you take the pills.
To do what?
To help the feeling. Or what do the pills do? They keep... They keep the momentum. Yes. There we go.
But you see, you can drink the pill, but what if you don't have a feeling? You know how you lose the sense of feeling?
Yeah.
Pins and needles later on in life? Imagine pins and needles. And Motuhao are all sexy. And you're like, I know I'm sexy, but I can't feel.
Sure. Yeah. It's gone.
So you end up doing it for them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're no longer enjoying it because there's no feeling.
Insurance company, please come help.
Imagine, can you donate veins? What is it?
Nerves.
Can you?
Probably not. I don't think
they're
so.
They're not transplantable,
nerves,
are they?
I think nerves are.
You
very...
see? Why you must insure them?
Insure the nerves. Okay. I have many questions, but okay. Let's just leave it there. Okay. For the purposes of the discussion.
What would you insure?
Me personally. You know what I think people should insure? Let me go away from people. I think maybe you should insure the hair, the wigs. Because, you know, sometimes if it's not glued on, it can come off.
Or if it's natural and it's being pulled, it's definitely gonna
come
off.
Aesthetics.
or the toys. You must ensure the toys.
Now you're
also
talking. Yeah. Now you're talking.
The toys can get lost in places.
Or stop working.
Or get lost.
Or stuck behind. Just saying.
Then you've been watching a lot of Discovery.
ER.
That's right.
Six. What does that show? Six sent me to the ER.
That's right. There you go. Yeah. JJ?
I don't know. I'm just here for the comments. I honestly don't know.
You don't know what you would?
No, I'm the girl with the low libido here. I don't like.
Oh, right there. Ensure the libido.
There we go, Uncle T. Ensure the libido.
And you know what? It sounds like we're joking. In New York,
okay.
There's something called, I'll check now. You can basically, what's the word? Sue against that.
What?
Huh? Under injury.
Wait, who are you suing? The insurance company? The person who you're doing it with?
Yeah, you can claim against. Let me not say sue. It's called loss of consortium.
Okay.
Your ability to enjoy or to have. Right? So, libido is actually covered under that.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Which insurance companies insure that? Yeah.
I don't know. That's why we're asking.
Just for my research.
That's
just asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Exactly my point. So we need to know.
Yeah.
I wonder. And my how I started the show, I was like, I wonder if there is such a product out there.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Well, we need one. If there isn't, now we
If you're a broker and you're listening, please tell me. And maybe you have it as part of your, and people are not buying it because you know how we are as South Africans, conservative. Like, I'm here, I mean, I'm right. No, you can insure.
Yeah, when they call you. Can. And they say, we're offering you a quote for sex insurance.
Insure the lingerie.
Insure everything.
Everything.
And I must say, women, why aren't you insuring consistency?
Uncle,
I get it. You've been saying at least once a day.
Yes.
Rupees, we are busy. The feeling, consistency.
That's right.
The toys.
That's right. Appetite for some people.
Thank you.
What?
The memories.
Yeah. Anti-gravity. When things start sagging.
They must come
because
back.
No medical aid is gonna give you money for cosmetic surgery.
That's true. Yeah.
There's a lot to insure.
Done.
On the list so far of things you would like to ensure, libido, consistent sex, meaning at least once a day, feelings of enjoyment, can they stay the way they are right now with you, or even better, toys, the organ, obviously, cosmetic surgery, you know, for upkeep. What else would you add to that list?
But if I were to ensure anything, it's XFM. Yes, the most unusual on the motor, have a breakdown. They provide a KTC car. That one. So now me, I would like a KTC. That one. Which when it's that time of the month, or we had a fight, we can't. You know, there's a KTC car on the side.
Oh my God, I knew it. No wonder you are anonymous. I know what you're going to insure in terms of your sex life game now.
What am I going to insure?
Mm-hmm.
What am I insuring?
I know.
Silence.
How am I insuring silence?
I need to have a kulume. You've been saying good.
Okay, that's
true.
That is true. If I could insure like all access to like passwords, you know what I mean? Because that's also like a aphrodisiac of sort, you understand? It's part of the foreplay aspect, you understand? If I can ensure that.
What do you mean?
Just so that I know the passwords, even when they change. I'm done for it. I'll Nancy change. Yeah, understand.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I would ensure estrogen levels. It's funny how women will go for Titan in the late 20s, early 30s. But as you go older, the estrogen levels actually tighten up. And you find that sometimes it's difficult to do the dance, especially for people who are not very active, because you become tighter
yeah.
as you get older.
Hormonal treatment, Lena, is a very powerful thing that you're saying there, because it's hardly given the attention that it deserves. And you're right. I mean, if you could ensure that, why not? Honze?
But I say two things now for now that I can ensure sex insurance. Number one, weak erections. If I get to a point whereby now I have weak erections, yeah, and yeah, men's clinic, they don't come through for me, you know, I try and consult, yeah, a lady, and then I buy to say people, then I must get compensation for that. Number two, the most wonderful sex partner that I've ever had, or that I have right now at this moment. Mutoke umpamunati. He muto wagan siya. Azamaya. Awa kupala compensation. Kupong claim our fate. Emotionally, sexually, kebeke kawateha. So I will need to claim for that.
Yeah, in fact, Khunz, you're raising something very important, because there's nothing like finding somebody who's your match. Insure them so they can live forever with you. Or should they die, like Honsu says, we can need a compensation.
As for me, I would like to have that insurance. You know, Ronaba Sadi, Rebali problem, ya khubale a low libido. I would really like to have that insurance. Can need yo. You know, at one stage, I'm not an urban lawyer or something.
Aha. Hey, guys. Hold on. Your body just withering on you. Aye. If the code. Because that's like I'm telling you now, most of this medical scheme that we're on don't cover for such things. But if you could add on, what would you add on? Huh?
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.